Going on, beautiful people. Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me at. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I am a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, and validate the victims and survivors of, you know, this disorder. Because there's a lot of y'all. Goodness gracious. Today's episode is going to be about COVID-19 and narcissism. I call it COVID narcissism because so many people I talk to over Zoom when I'm doing my one-on-ones and things like that have experienced COVID narcissism. It's when the narcissist in their life got worse. When the narcissism, when the physical, mental, verbal abuse got worse. When you got to your wits' end really, really quick when COVID-19 started in America, probably around March, April last year. Because you know how I know COVID narcissism is real? Because it is real in my house. And I told you I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I tell people, but my wife left me last year in April of 2020. I don't remember the exact date, but I know it was April of 2020. And COVID started. We had a, because I knew I was changing. It was like the perfect storm of things happened for her to leave me. I had missed like two or three. I hadn't been to therapy all year. So I missed like three or four therapy appointments. Just due to cost and stuff like that, my insurance had changed up. So the therapy, the cost went up. So instead of paying like $10, $20 a month, $20 a session, with the co-insurance, I was paying $135, $140 a session. I was like, goodness, that's a lot. You know, I pay all the, I pay the mortgage and stuff like that. And then as it got stressful, so it didn't add in the COVID-19, add in the non-maskers, add in all this stuff, add in the fact that you can't go outside, the lockdown, the stay at home orders. Man, I felt myself bubbling over. I felt the narcissism bubbling up. I swear in my own self, I swear I felt it bubbling up in me. And I know I got worse. I didn't talk to my wife. I was angry at the world because the world was shutting down. You know, the one thing that narcissists one thing that narcissists hate is being told what to do. So imagine the pretty much the world telling you what to do, like the president of the United States and the governor of your state or whatever tells you that you can't even go outside to go to the store or something like that. You got to be at home by 8 o'clock. You can't go see your friends and family. It's just y'all. Whoever you live with, it's just y'all. Or you'll die. You'll get locked up. So it like when COVID happened, so many people, it's like pretty much the government put boundaries on us. You know, narcissists hate boundaries. So the government put boundaries on narcissists, told them they couldn't go anywhere. So if the narcissist was out there cheating and stuff like that, they couldn't go cheat on you. So they couldn't go get away from you. They had to stay with you. This is male or female, man or woman, whatever. You know what I mean? So they couldn't cheat. They couldn't go get away with whatever they wanted to get away with. They had to do the stuff that they had to do with you. You know what I mean? They had to do it. They couldn't. There is no way around it at all. So they had to do everything. They had to sit in the house. And like I said, I remember the stay-at-home. I'm in North Carolina. So when the stay-at-home order got issued here, I remember seeing it. I was on the way home from showing a house. So I was straight. Look, I was even stressed about my job. I was like, I'm a real estate agent. So like, I can't even show houses no more. I'm gonna go bankrupt. And it's going to be bankrupt. I'm going to go bankrupt forever. We're going to lose the house. I'm going to lose my family. All this stuff was going through my head. And I was just like taking the anger and frustration out on my family, on my wife, on my kids. Sorry, I just woke up. Literally, just taking it out on my wife and kids. Because they're literally angry at the world. But you know, the people closest to you get treated. The people closest to a narcissist get treated the worst. That's just how it is. And so when you are stuck in the house, you are even closer. They got to work from home. You got to work from home. The kids are no longer in school. All the stress is built up. So, you know, you already know that narcissists have limited emotional capacity. So, boom, there's even more emotions have to be expended throughout the house. You can't even go to work to get away from the house for a little while. You got to be at home 24/7 pretty much. And that was stressful. A lot of people lost their relationships. A lot of people broke up. A lot of people had terrible stuff happen to them. Terrible things happened to them. You know what I mean? A lot of people had this stuff go. A lot of people went through the same stuff. And we still go through it to this day. You know what I mean? I'm just like, COVID just changed. COVID did not create narcissists. I'm just going to say that straight up. COVID did not create narcissists. COVID just made narcissists worse. It made them treat the people around them worse. So a lot of people got more emotional abuse. A lot of people got more mental abuse and, you know, verbal abuse. And some people, the physical abuse probably escalated. Some people probably, when you got the stay-at-home order, if you had a narcissist in your life, you probably was scared you're going to get beat up. He's like, oh my goodness, now they can't even, now they're not even going to leave the house. I got to be on eggshells all day. I got to walk on eggshells all day. I can't leave. They can't leave. We can't go anywhere. All right, y'all. Yeah, COVID just boarded out of everybody. Y'all. I'm telling you, it made it worse. It did not create narcissists. It just made it worse. The love bombing phase, rip it out of you. You know what I mean? Literally, they thought they're gonna be alone. Narcissistic people. Like I remember, like I distinctly remember. I just like I'm be poor. All the stuff I work for is going to fail because I can't go outside. I can't do anything. And I saw you literally saw take it out on the people closest to you. Your people close to a narcissist become their emotional punching bags. Like all the emotional baggage that a narcissist drags around all day, they drop it at their significant other's footsteps. They drop it at their kids' footsteps. The kids, the family, everybody gets it. It's not like nobody is safe. When you deal with a narcissist and you're living with them and things like that, especially during COVID times, nobody was safe. And it's still to this day right now because the world is opening back up, but it hasn't opened up completely. You mean there's still restrictions in place. And then, like I said, add in this additional stress of you if you are vaccinated and you know the anti-vaxxers, you feel like they keeping the world closed sooner, so you blaming stuff on them, and then you go out here and then you take it home to blame it on your kids. If you're anti-vaxxer, you blame stuff on the government. If you're anti-vax narcissist, you blame stuff on the government. You blame all this. You blame the sheep for getting vaccinated. And then you go home and take it out on your wife and kids. The same dynamic. I'm telling y'all, the world works crazy and it's setting narcissistic people off. It's like ticking narcissistic people. Most of them are already ticking time bombs. And then when the COVID started happening, it just set the clock. It really, literally just started the timer. It's only a matter of time for a narcissist to explode. And I bet there are probably some very, very rare cases of people who actually experienced like narcissists come out and be better people during COVID. But I know there's extreme rarity. I'm just let you know, I know there's extreme rarity. It's just like, oh, I'm stuck at home with you. I'm going to be better for the rest of our lives. I just feel like it made a lot more people worse. Because me personally, I know it made me worse for a while. But then, like, as soon as my wife left, I got back into therapy. I had to readjust my life. I had to readjust and move forward myself. You know what I mean? I did. That's what I tell people nowadays. Like, COVID, it brought it out of people. It did. It literally brought it out of everybody. It just brought it out of narcissists, especially. Because now the world put a boundary on you. So you can't do, the world is telling you you can't do something. So narcissists don't like people telling what they can't do. So they take it out on somebody. Somebody got to get it. If you just happen to live with the narcissist, you got to get it. If you just happen to, you know, be married to that person, you got to get it. You have to be happen to be the kids of a narcissist. You got to get it. You see how that works right there? Everybody gets a piece. You know what I mean? Everybody does. So I feel like you got to take your time to yourself and do things for yourself. Because if you live with a narcissist during COVID, you know things changed up. And there's nothing you can do. Like, what are you going to do? I know people are like, well, Lee, give us some solutions. Like, what can we do to get it back to normal? You can't really get it back to the normal because the world is not back to normal. And was normal good? Was normal good? If you've been dealing with a narcissist, was normal good? I just like, pre-COVID times, were they any good at all? Because I feel like a lot of people experienced like not good lives with narcissists even before COVID. The COVID just made it worse. COVID just amplified it because you couldn't get away from it. You can't go anywhere. You go to your mom's house? No. You might kill your mom because you have COVID. You go to your grandma's house? No. You might kill your grandma because you got COVID. You can't do anything like that. I'm just saying, a lot of stuff happened during COVID. COVID did not create narcissists. It just made narcissists worse because the world put a boundary on them. I know y'all know because I talked to so many people just like, well, it all started about April or May last year. And, you know, the love bombing stopped. The devalue process began. I got discarded. You know, people were discarding people at the beginning of COVID to go try to be with somebody else. It's just like, look, because COVID accelerated people's time clocks. It's just like, okay, I gotta be quarantined. I'm going to be quarantined with my new supply. People were getting discarded during COVID, when COVID first started, because of things like that. I just know, y'all, you have to protect your peace. You have to protect yourself when you're dealing with narcissistic people. You know you have to. There's just one thing you have to do. You can't, like, if you want to be with a narcissist, it's not going to be fair for you. You're going to be jealous of other people's relationships. You're going to be jealous of other people's situations, other people's love. You just are. It's not fair. But if you choose to stay here, realize that it's just not fair. I hope y'all be safe and take care of yourself. But COVID is, you know, is not over yet. It's not lifted. The veil of COVID-19 has not been lifted yet. You know what I mean? So here's to the New Year's. I'm thankful. I pray for y'all. Be safe during COVID. Mental illness is out. Peace. And then, you know, if you're watching, listen to this on Apple Music, Spotify, hit me that 5 stars, please. I'm begging y'all. thank y'all for everything. Mental illness is out. Peace.